And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 3rd of September, 2017. It was on this day in 1947, a book was published in which a little rabbit wanders around his room, saying goodnight to his comb and his brush and his bowl full of mush. Goodnight Moon by Margaret Wise Brown. It became a bestseller and a book to read to children to put them to sleep. It's the birthday of Alison Lurie, novelist, Chicago, 1926, author of The Truth About Lauren Jones and Foreign Affairs. Alison Lurie, who said about her characters, "I want them all to have happy endings, although I do realize this is not true to life, but I get attached to my characters, and I don't really want to do them in. And I think it is significant that the only book of mine that got a big literary award, the Pulitzer Prize for Foreign Affairs, was the only one in which I've killed off a major character. Somehow tragedy attracts awards and comedy does not." It's the birthday of the man who said form follows function, the architect Louis Sullivan, Boston, 1856. It's the birthday of the anthropologist Lauren Isley, born Lincoln, Nebraska, 1907, taught anthropology for 30 years at the University of Pennsylvania, and wrote popular books about anthropology and evolution, The Immense Journey, The Unexpected Universe, and others, about the evolution of the brain and the development of consciousness in humans. He wrote, "For the first time in 4 billion years, a living creature had contemplated himself and heard with a sudden, unaccountable loneliness, the whisper of wind in the night reeds." It's the birthday of the writer Sarah Orin Jewett, born in South Berwick, Maine, 1849, best known for her collection of stories, The Country of the Pointed Firs, which was published in 1896. Stories about the people of Maine and old country ways that were quickly dying out there at the end of the 19th century. Sarah Orin Jewett, who said, "You must find your own quiet center of life and write from that." Here's a poem by Annie Lightheart entitled The Sound of It. "Just a piano playing plainly, not even for long, and yet I suddenly think of fields of timothy and how a cow and I once studied each other over a fence while the car ticked and cooled behind me. When I turned around, I was surprised that it had not sprouted tall grass from its hood. I had been gone so long. Time passes in crooked ways in some tales, and though the cow and I were relatively young when we started our watching, we looked a bit younger when I left. The cow had downed a good steady meal and was full of milk for the barn. I drove away, convinced of nothing I had been so sure of before, with arms full of splinters from leaning on the fence. There was no music, I was not even humming, but just now the piano played the exact sound of that drive." The Sound of It by Annie Lightheart from her collection Iron String, published by Airlie Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.